it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Back in the jungle.
Down here. WFMU, East Orange.
Our last show before the marathon.
So we're broadcasting from steerage.
Our last chance to have fun. Anyway, that was Fats Domino, Fats Frenzy. And we're going to be celebrating Fats. Is it correct to call him Fats anymore? Caloric Challenged Domino. It's his birthday today. We have a Fats Domino tribute.
The Lodge Man.
Before that, Leroy Castile did Signal Rock. Let's see, we are Don and Dewey with Jump a While on the Fidelity label. The Teammates, Crazy Baby, also known as Tough.
Take your choice.
Depending on which 45 you have.
And if you find crazy hard to pronounce.
Yeah, the Elder Rocks opened it up in Back Room. We also have today Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash and guys would sound like him, and it's also Johnny Cash's birthday.
Had he lived.
Johnny would have been 168 pounds had he lived. No. He's alive, right? Fats is alive.
How many Johnnies do you think he could fit into Fats?
Depends on which way you stack them.
Yeah.
And let's see, we have Fats Domino birthday tribute. We have a Johnny Cash birthday. We got a volume set. We got lots of 45s, including some stuff I never played before. And some announcements. And of course, next week is the WFMU Marathon. So
I hope you've been saving.
You know, did we have enough people to answer phones last year? You know, people who are coming down to answer phones. We have a preference in this, right? Not people who steal our beer money.
Yeah.
Good hygiene is important. Good hygiene.
It's helpful because we're working in close quarters. Yeah. We're shoveling coal here in steerage as we speak.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We do prefer female.
Generally, yeah.
You know, attractive. You call WFMU during office hours.
If you judge yourself attractive, come on down.
You're going to come down next week and help us out with the marathon because we will have a lot. We have way more fun off mic than we do on mic. That's always the rule.
Yeah, it's kind of a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Bring food. Can you cook? Prove it.
And, all right, let's just kick it off here. We got one request item, absolute classic. You won't hear this anywhere else. Roy Hall, The Flood of Love.
Bottle.
Bewildered you.
Last Saturday night, when I called to take you to a rock and roll ball, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me walking around dizzy. Oh, believe me, baby, you missed the tree. There was a rocking and a rolling all in the street, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Yeah. Shook up the whole stand by, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line dizzy. I planned to stop by the drugstore and have a malt, play the jukebox and I have a little talk, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy.
actually know what your sons and daughters do for thrills and kicks? Living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Here comes Lily just a blowing her top with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. All around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Yeah, yeah, now. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so fond of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook.
Never before has man been transformed into such hideous proportions. Never have teenage girls been subjected to the terrifying ordeal in the fantastic room of torture.
The fire of love is burning deep. The fire of love won't let me sleep. Oh, my love, hear this my plea. Because of you, it's burning me. The sun beats down with its fiery glow. Knows I won't see my love no more. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Forgive me, dear, my only one. My baby's back. Once more, she's mine to have and hold till end of time. The moon shines down from up above. It's light to cool the fire of love. The fire of love. The fire of love. The fire.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. The great Jody Reynolds on the Demon label, Fire of Love, by request. Mel Smith and the Knight Riders, great New York rock and roll band, Pretty Plaid Skirt. Junior Dean did Chick Chick Big Bob, Your Line Was Busy. And we opened it up with Roy Hall, Flood of Love. As in, I'm gonna cover you
up, baby.
Anyway. Oh, what do we have to announce? I don't know of a lot going on. Of course, the Boy Brothers do happy hour at the St. Mark's Bar and Grill.
If such a thing can be said to exist.
Yeah, but I think Roscoe has retired and Jack Boy's taking Roscoe's place.
That's cool.
Starting tomorrow. And, of course, the Empire State Soul Club tonight in their brand new location at the fabulous Mercury Lounge, 217 Houston Street.
A rare weekend appearance.
It's like across the street from, it's like between Ludlow and Essex, or Essex is actually Avenue A.
So right, on the grid the, system,
right,
it's a G8.
Tonight.
It's a nice bar.
Yeah, very nice bar. Nice owner.
Run by nice folks. In a nice neighborhood, on a nice night. Right. In a nice big town.
That's nice. That's
yeah.
All I know about. All right. What else do we have?
What's to know?
A lot of news. We got news all over.
Yeah, we got a whole dumpster full of news.
A lot of news.
News of the stupid.
Not only did Jop and Renica do a fabulous job, but we've been getting stories mailed in from all over the world.
Well, you know, reality's been doing a fabulous job.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I tend to go for the crossbow stories myself.
Chivalry isn't dead.
Attleboro, Massachusetts, one driver shot and killed another with a crossbow after the two cut each other off in traffic this week. Donald Graham, age 54, of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, was arrested at his home Sunday and charged with murder. The victim was identified as Michael Blogdit, age 42, of Attenboro. The drivers had been cutting each other off and flashing their headlights as they drove down Interstate I-95 last Sunday. When the drivers pulled over, both left their cars. Police said Graham took a crossbow from his trunk and shot a bolt into Blogdit's chest.
He wasn't, like, parrying a mace blow or anything?
Could have been.
Wasn't threatened with a trident?
Wait. You know, we got to get, if we're going to get anywhere in this world, Bruce, we have to go for this, like, you know.
Oh, come on. All these, we're going to get anywhere?
We still have hope. We do have the reenactment, like all the TV news magazines do. Here's the guy getting it with the crossbow. Watch this, folks.
On your radio.
Go.
They cue it up a little better on TV.
Yeah. Try it again.
Okay.
Crossbow. That's at least as good as hard copy would do it.
Yeah, right? I'd say.
Okay. We've done our job.
And in better focus.
We've done our job. How about these...
Medieval woman.
These cops. How about these cops?
Which ones where?
Well,
one's over here?
There's an off-duty New York cop forced his way into an elderly woman's car, held a gun to her head, and took her for a terrifying 20-minute ride before he dropped her at the side of the road.
Why'd he do that? She just looked like she needed it?
The cop, Maxime Baptiste, age 39, who lives in Coran, Long Island, allegedly approached a 64-year-old woman at about 3 p.m. as she entered her car in a shopping center in Selden, Long Island.
Asked her if she wanted to go on a chickie run?
Police said Baptiste, whose face was covered by a scarf, held a pistol to the woman's head and ordered her to slide over. Then he drove off with a 1978 Oldsmobile.
Baptiste is a 12-year... Couldn't resist a go-devil like that, huh?
12-year veteran of the Queens... some Queens place. He was suspended.
And a cyclone.
And there's another cop, a Brooklyn cop. I guess this guy's also from Long Island. All New York cops are white guys from Long Island.
Yeah.
Ugly, mean, fat white guys from Long Island. That's the NYPD. A Brooklyn cop is suspected in a year-long sexual assault spree dubbed the Pillowcase Fondler.
Ooh.
Anybody ever touched my pillowcase?
What does it?
I'd kill him.
Was he tearing off the tags that you're not supposed to tear off? I guess that would have made it a felony.
Yeah. A Brooklyn cop is suspected in a year-long sexual assault spree described as authorities by the Pillowcase Fondler. The 6-year veteran officer Ronald Murgo Jr., age 26.
Chip off the old block.
20-year-olds become cops. He's been under investigation by the Internal Affairs Division for 7 months in the baffling string of 28 assaults. The Pillowcase Fondler victimized girls and women from 12 to 35 by sneaking up behind them and fondling their breasts. In one case, a pocketbook was stolen. In most instances, the fondler would throw a pillowcase over the victim's head to prevent her from seeing him.
Why didn't
he just cut out eye holes and put the pillowcase over his head?
I don't know.
I guess that's why
he needed his hands free for the crossbow?
Oh, right. Anyway, he was identified by several of his victims in a lineup. Yeah, folks.
That's the man! That's the man that fondled my pillowcase! I feel so dirty.
Better police.
I said no starch.
For a better police state. You see the Post's diet doctor died?
No. I've been meaning to buy the Post, though, since baseball.
New York Post diet columnist Stuart Berger was found dead on the floor of his Manhattan apartment. He was only 40 years old.
Would he choke on a chicken?
He's really fat, though.
Well,
those
who can do.
Authorities have not determined the cause of death of the controversial 40-year-old nutrition expert. An autopsy will be performed this week. But he was known as the world's largest, later billed as the world's largest diet doctor because of his fat size. Berger attracted a cult following with his offbeat theories about vitamin therapies and hidden food allergies.
Don't eat this. Or this.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to cut him open and he's going to wipe out the whole emergency room staff.
That was a weird story. I don't seem to have that story with me.
Yeah, well, that's been done to death everywhere else.
One more cop story. A Grand Haven, Michigan video store owner who was cleared of obscenity charges wants police to return the 2 X-rated videotapes they used as evidence against him and to pay the nearly $8,000 in overdue rental fees. I mean,
long trial, huh?
Said there's been a waiting list for Anal Avengers Part 4 for 3 years. So.
I didn't know there was a Part 4.
Well, that's because the cops had it out.
Ouch.
Anyway. Okay, so now...
I'm waiting for the interactive CD-ROM myself.
Now, as an excuse for Hillbilly Hangover, today is Johnny Cash's birthday. And you know what? Johnny Cash lives right in New York City. People think he's a hillbilly who lives in Nashville or Arkansas or something, but he actually can be seen wandering around dressed in black like any other punk rock New Yorker in New York City with his lovely wife, June Carter, buying things. He's a spendaholic.
It's true. I've seen him shop.
Buys hundreds of video cassettes at a time, usually like ninja movies, I think.
Excellent.
But, you know, Johnny Cash, not only did he make lots of great records, he was, like, really an easy to imitate. He had a very simple style. So what we have is for Hillbilly Hangover, instead of playing, like, a million Johnny Cash records in a row, which would be fine, but we're going
to
do that with Fats Domino later today. So what we have today is Johnny Cash and guys what sound like him. We're going to kick it off with Johnny Cash himself. This is from the Louisiana Hayride, about 1961.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, what do you think caused that?
The plate in my head.
Wow. How did that happen?
The plate in your head.
Hmm.
The fuzzy dice.
Highlight of the show. What you folks have been waiting for, I'm sure. Very good friend of mine got his start right here on the Louisiana Hayride some 10 years ago. Yeah, that's right. It's been quite a spell. But he's climbed to the top, and he's right there, and we're going to keep him there. Let's give a big hayride welcome to the living legend, Johnny Cash.
Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer would it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, because I want to look around. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell? Getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask an engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. Cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer I said thanks a lot and I didn't mind the fare. Gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
I'd like to send this out this morning to all my friends that requested it. I'm going to do a little number by Johnny Cash. I was a friend of old Johnny's. I was in the Navy with him. Here's one of my most requested songs. It goes something like this. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round a bend. I ain't seen that sunshine since. Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there.
Thank you very much, friends. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like to do... This is my latest release I got out on Columbia Records. Hit me a lick, Luther! Thank you very much. Don't play no more than you have to. Slap it a couple of times, Marshall. I see he didn't cut on this record. This is called Don't Take Your Clothes. We don't take your guns to town. A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. His mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw, but the stranger drew and fired his gun before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
You take my hand and smile at me, but I can tell you'd rather be alone or with somebody else, you know. When your eyes look into mine, that old time love light doesn't shine. Well, let me try again, don't make me go. I love you, don't make me go. My heart would break, I'd miss you so. Trading love for sympathy is old to me. What's this lovesick heart to do when it cries for only you? Hold me close, I love you so, don't make me go. For granted all the time. Two hearts in love must give and take. When one heart fails, the other breaks. Don't make me go, I want to show this love of mine. I love you, don't make me go. My heart would break, I'd miss you so. Trading love for sympathy is old to me. What's this lovesick heart to do when it cries for only you? Hold me close, I love you so, don't make me go. Break, I'd miss you so. Trading love for sympathy is old to me. What's this lovesick heart to do when it cries for only you? Hold me close, I love you so. Don't make me go.
Sonntag morgen hat sie mich verlassen. Sonntag Mittag fand ich sie bei Joe. Sonntag Abend hab ich in erschossen. Und nun hab ich meine Rache doch, nun werd ich auch nicht froh. Viel zu spät, wie so oft im Leben. Viel zu spät, hab ich erst bereut. Warum ging nicht der Schuss daneben? Aber heute, heute tut mir alles leid. Montagmorgen schnappte mich der Sheriff. Montagmittag sperrte mich ein. Montagabend sprachen sie mich schuldig. Und am Dienstagabend soll für mich die letzte Stunde sein. Viel zu spät, wie so oft im Leben. Viel zu spät, hab ich es bereut. Warum ging nicht der Schuss daneben? Aber heute, heute tut mir alles leid. Dienstagmorgen sah ich meine Mutter. Dienstagmittag sagten wir Day.
Poor boy.
Dienstagabend läuteten die Glocken. Und ich wusste, dass ich diese Welt nun nicht mehr wiedersehe. Viel zu spät, wie so oft im Leben. Viel zu spät, hab ich erst bereut. Warum ging nicht der Schuss daneben? Aber heute, heute tut mir alles
of the laughing flock. What can you do or say? Maybe you ought to pray, but you better think positive. You got 5 minutes to live. Time is flying by. Now don't you sit there and let it fly. No time to wait. Better not be late. Hey, don't exasperate. Get dressed up for your days. Hey, let's get primitive. You got 5 minutes to live.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there it goes. That's our tribute to Johnny Trash. And Dave the Spaz there provided that last one, 5 minutes to live, from the movie Door-to-Door Maniac.
With the great Merle Travis going on a little murder spree of his own there.
Yeah, Merle Travis, Ron Opie Howard, Vic Tayback.
As the Johnny Vic Tayback guy.
And before that, we heard Bilo Zeus Spot. I Got an Iron Cross is what it is. Johnny Cash singing in Deutsch. Johnny Deutschmark.
There you go.
Sleepy La Pork did Don't Make Me Go. Bob Lumen doing a fabulous Johnny Cash impersonation live on the Town Hall Party TV show.
Complete with Luther Perkins humor.
Right. Marvin Rainwater did My Brand of Blues. Lester Roadhog Moran, Folsom Prison Blues. And Johnny Cash opened it up. Hey Porter from the Louisiana Hayride. How's that for a birthday tribute? We still have a Fats Domino birthday tribute to do.
So how old is old Leathery Bag of Bones anyway? Excuse me, how old is Def Jam recording artist Johnny Cash?
174.
Doesn't look a day over 120.
Mm-mm. Anyway. Okay, back to the news.
Meanwhile,
Zwolle, Netherlands, combining burlesque and banditry, a gang of robbers have been conducting striptease robberies in northern Holland.
Do tell.
Okay.
He's doing something again, folks. Mom.
Okay. In three incidents Saturday, about half a dozen women entered the markets noisily, then bared their breasts as customers gawked. Accomplices cleaned out the tills.
Wow.
The dazed witnesses have so far not been much assistance, police spokesperson Wim Rablek said Monday. The beguiling bandits netted more than $5,000 from the three markets. It sounds too easy of a crime, but in the midst of the confusion, it happened. Last week, a drugstore in Groningen, north of Zwolle, was also hit by bare-breasted bandits.
Hit and hit hard.
Bangkok, Thailand, a man who's singing at a karaoke bar angered another patron, was beaten and shot to death.
Chances are that I wear a silly grin.
Oh, man, look at this guy's name. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Police said they were searching for a real estate developer, Pang Sakorn Yan Bench Wang Wong Kung. For questioning about whether he ordered the slaying. Pang Sakorn, owner of a condominium project, was furious because he felt Amnart Changjat was hogging the microphone Monday night in a karaoke lounge of the Montel Hotel.
And trashing the Bee Gees.
Yeah, said a police spokesperson who spoke on condition of anonymity. Pang Sakorn apparently wanted to sing himself. Moments after Pang Sakorn and his party of 10 paid their bill and left, five men identified as the developer's bodyguards burst into the lounge, picked a fight with Amnart. The news radio said they punched him until he fell, then shot him six times.
Wow, life's cheap in the karaoke fast lane, huh?
The radio report said the assailants fled in five different cars. I just thought you'd want to know that.
Doesn't say what song, though, huh? Night Fever!
Here's one that hits a little close to home, and I'll tell you why later. Indiana, PA. A dentist accused of stabbing his wife to death was apparently had her confused with singer Amy Grant, a nurse testified Wednesday.
Oh, the Amy Grant defense.
Dr. David Johns pleaded innocent by reason of insanity in the June 27th death of
music.
His wife Marianne at their home in White Township, which is about 50 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, PA. District Attorney Michael Handler is asking for a first-degree murder conviction, but not the death penalty. The trial will begin this Tuesday. Police said Mrs. Johns was found with 20 stab wounds and later found Johns himself running naked down the street a mile away. Roberta Clausen, an Indiana hospital nurse, treated Johns that day for self-inflicted cuts on his wrists and chest.
And eardrums.
She said he quoted Bible passages while he rambled to himself. He was talking about Amy Grant. He seemed to have Amy Grant and his wife confused. Ms. Clausen said she quoted him as saying that he thought his wife was in the body of Ms. Grant, who sings Christian and secular songs. You know, Amy Grant, you know who wrote Amy Grant's biggest hit?
I give up whom? Prince?
Mary Lee Cordes.
Really?
A.K.A. Mrs. Eric Amble, A.K.A. Mrs. Roscoe.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
She's got the platinum record
on her
wall.
The Bride of the Vibe.
Yep. One more quick news story, and then we're going to have Blues Hangover. This is from Cub reporter Michael McNamara, who listens. How he gets us in Toronto, I don't know.
With a lot of tinfoil.
Yeah, wrapped around his baseball cap, I hope.
Well,
faith healer
fired up the CN Tower.
Boris Zolotov from Zelengrad, Russia, claims he can induce mass orgasms in women by thought alone.
Okay. Wow, okay. Kind of like Tom Jones.
Yeah. Okay, girls, think of Sting. Independent witnesses say at least 30 women simultaneously have appeared to experience an ecstatic climax.
What does that sound like?
Solely at his suggestion.
30 Russian women?
What does it sound like?
A 30
like?
Russian woman salute?
I can cue it up, but...
Well, not at the expense of the listeners.
Yeah, it'll take me a while. Women travel from all over Russia to attend the burly Mr. Zolotov sexual healing seminars in provincial cities. They say he induces not just physical relief, but a deep psychic convulsion. Who wants an orgasm, he bellows. Dozens of women scream back, I do.
I do.
Then he struts forward to demonstrate his extraordinary telepathic powers.
Like 1,000 tiny fingers.
Yeah.
Urging 30 women to let go.
Like 1,000 tiny tongues.
Uh-huh.
Mm. All right, what are we doing now? Blues Hangover
time. Licking the alphabet.
I spent so much time working on our Johnny Cash tribute and our Fats Domino tribute and pulling out all these new records. Our Blues Hangover is basically the same
record five times?
Yeah, no. What can we do? We play Jimmy Reed, and then we'll figure it out from there, right? WFM,
fire away and fall back.
I'm the Hound. I'm driving till 6 o'clock. Il Bruce is here. We'll be back 5 songs later.
Correct me, babe. Like the wind caress the tree. Correct me, babe. Like the wind caress the tree.
Try to listen to this.
Hey, baby, you sure is fine. That's what Dr. Ross said. Look at him, baby, how can you so fine? Throw your arms around me, honey, be no plan. Look at him, honey, you need to be mine. Sometimes I wonder how can you so fine. Yes, I can tell you, I want you for myself.
know you, I want you for myself.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
You say you went downtown, but I know you didn't go. I saw you when you met your man next door. You said your mother was sick and you was waiting on a call. But when that telephone rang, you went out, had yourself a ball. But now the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lie. Well, I gave you some money to pay the bills. I said, be sure to pay them, baby. You said you know I will. But you bought a lot of liquor that evening about three and said, come on, everybody, cause the drink's on me. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lies. A cigar in my ashtray. Well, it ain't no joke because I don't smoke. I found a hat and a coat I knew wasn't mine. I ain't gonna ask you nothing cause you're gonna start a line. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up now. I done got hip to your jive, and I don't wanna hear no more of your lies. Well, the jig's up, baby, and I want you to know. Pack your little rags and hit that door. I was bound to catch a girl one of these days. So get out and find yourself another roosting place. Cause the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby.
Lester, you're a psycho.
Well, you know yourself, look good. You ain't treating your daddy right. Get in the car with another man and riding around all night. But from now on, treat me like I treat you. And if I treat you not the kind, you better treat me the same way too. Well, I come home last night and my supper wasn't even done. That was just about the time you're fixing to make your 40 run. But from now on, I treat you. And if I treat you not the kind, you better treat me the same way too. you, babe. Every day in the week, done everything I could trying to make it meet. But now, treat me like I treat you. And if I treat you like the kind, you better treat me the same way, too. Well, you better hush your mouth and you better get out that door before you find yourself, I mean, getting up off the floor. But now, like I treat you. And if I treat you like the kind, you better treat me the same way too.
Begin by kneeling.
Well, you get up in the morning, babe, turn on the TV set. I brought you a radio woman, and you ain't played it yet, 'cause you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if your daughter's gonna run you blind. Now when I come home at night, babe, watching your favorite show, I asked you about a fixing my supper. You ain't never been to the store because you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if your daughter's gonna run your blind. Check Mr. Popeye. That night you wanna watch Gunsmoke. But if you don't want to treat me right, woman, you won't watch TV no more, because you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if your daughter's gonna run you blind.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
And here, overboss of undermodulation, or is it the other way around?
I forget.
Jimmy Anderson going crazy over TV and the Accello label. Eddie Burns on the Chess label. Eddie, treat me like I treat you. Jerry McCain by request did the Jigs Up, also on the Accello label. Dr. Ross on High Q, Number Blues. And Jimmy Reed opened it up. Caress me, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Well, I'd indulge in drollery, but I'm afraid I'm so loud I'm pinning the meter.
See, now I can't even hear you, but you're probably still pinning. I wish somebody in the other room was listening would tell us like what it sounds like, since nobody bothered to calibrate the meters here.
Oh, well, they turned us off by
now. It's all guesswork, I know. I just went to the bathroom. They do have us turned off in there, so we can say anything we want about them.
It's all guesswork. Well, we don't know them, but then again, that's never stopped us before.
Anyway, what's going on? Let's do one quick news story, and then we'll do our Fats Domino tribute.
Really? Hey, thanks,
Frank O'Toole just called and said that that Bruce was totally overmodulated.
And that
you couldn't hear me.
Always,
oh, Bruce is always overmodulated? I guess in life, he was born that way.
Yeah, well.
Let's do a quick news story.
Okay.
Okay.
Grave robbers broke into Ammon, Idaho. Grave robbers broke into a cement vault and dug up the body of a 14-year-old girl within hours of her burial. Sarah Ann Schick, the late Sarah Ann Schick, died February 18th of complications from a muscle disease and was buried Tuesday. That night, someone broke into a shed at the cemetery and used tools to break the seal around a cement vault containing her casket. The vault casket and tools were left behind. Quote, it's hard enough to go through the loss of a loved one in the first place and then to have something like this happen, end quote, said Ken Brown, the Mormon bishop of the girl's parents, Robert and Sherry Schick of Idaho Falls. A friend of the family reported the grave robbery Wednesday. First on my list of suspects. Investigators had no leads, said Bonneville County Sheriff's Deputy Carl Kasperson, the friendly sheriff's deputy. Guess life sucks, and then you die, and then it's worse.
Sometimes, unless you get left alone. Now, that was sort of a reenactment of her dying breaths there.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. Well,
and the reenactment continues.
I heard a great story. I don't know if it's true or not, but we'll just put it in the rumor department. Remember, you know that band Danzig?
Yes.
That death metal.
Excuse me. The totally awesome.
The totally awesome.
Wreckage I heard of the Misfits coming from Lodi, New Jersey, emerging from type band.
Yeah, that
with
guy.
The guy that looks like you.
Oh yeah. The guy. Supposedly he had like a grave robbing felony conviction right here in New Jersey, and
Dan.
They had a very hard time touring for a while because he had to meet with this parole officer a lot because he had this
felony
grave robbing conviction.
Holy smokes.
Anyway,
well,
so
arrest him for mixing guitar so low on his record.
They had to arrest him for fashion violations.
Well, there's that too. Lat violations.
It's Fats Domino's birthday today.
Fats, pull out the candles before you eat the cake.
The caloric challenge chubster from New Orleans.
A man with two houses,
man,
big enough to fill both
of them. I did go out and buy that 10 CD Fats Domino complete box on Bare Film, even though I had all his albums.
As opposed to the rotten one that's
I really
on
think
Columbia
that,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think Imperial.
Imperial, excuse me.
Which is now owned by Capitol. Anyway.
You
can play like the first four CDs, 1949 right to 1955, without hitting one bad song. That's like 83 good songs in a row. Very few people had 83 good songs in a row.
Maybe Hank Williams.
You know, Jimmy
that's
Reed. That's it.
Well, Jimmy Reed had the one song like 83 times.
Well, you know. Anyway, so I'm going to play. I'm not going to play Blueberry Hill, I promise. I won't play I'm Walking. I'm going to play ones you maybe never heard before. Maybe you did. Some of these
who
are
cares?
Pretty obscure for a reason. So we're going to do some Fats Domino, and then we'll come back, Vibe Report maybe, whenever, and then Vom Set. Okay?
So prepare yourselves.
Mr. Ed, would you like to introduce this for us?
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
Thank you, Ed.
girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
There may no woman, but he sure can take your man.
You, I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but.
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again.
Going downtown, buy me a volume. Going downtown.
this pitiful? Isn't this pitiful? Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player? In a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up.
Don't you hear me calling you? You know I've been in love with you. Answer me, my love. I called you once before. Tell me where did you go? Baby, let me hold your hand. I wanna make you understand. Come to me. The stars
back in the jungle.
Not bad timing, but WFMU East Orange, I'm the Hound. This is That was our Fats Domino tribute, right? That's what it was?
That's how it seemed to me.
That was him doing Tampa Reds' Don't Lie to Me. And then Chuck Berry covered it from him and the Stones and then the Flaming Groovies. So now everybody's sick of that song. But you might not have heard that version. Don't You Hear Me Calling before that. That was Andy Kaufman on the bongos.
I thought they were coconuts.
44 before that. I'm in Korea with that fabulous Dave Bartholomew bugle solo. Later copied note for note by the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And we opened it up with Ain't It Good. All Imperial Records.
Ain't it good ones.
Yeah. And
Probably unsaturated.
Yeah. So what else can I tell you about Fats Domino? He's a terrible gambler. He ran up huge debts in Vegas to the mafia. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Oh, though. We're not supposed to talk about stuff like that. And
he's got two houses in New Orleans in the Faubourg.
Yeah, he lives in the small one.
He lives in the small one, the one that says FD all over it. So I think every once in a while somebody comes by thinking it's the fire department.
Yeah. You know, we've been slacking on that. I've just been catching up on my renouncing, what we're supposed to be renouncing. Well, the Empire State Soul Club tonight.
Meets tonight.
Brand new spot and a great spot. Much better than the old place. The Mercury Lounge.
Yes.
Which is on Houston Street between Ludlow and Essex. 260-4700 is the phone number there. It starts about 10 o'clock.
Mention Mike Myers.
Great new location.
And get a free glass of sangria with dinner.
And it's kind of like the battle of the goofy dance clubs. The Green Door is also tonight over at on St. Mark's Place at Boy Bar.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on if you like glitter rock or soul music, you got your choice.
I'd say what you need to do is bring your bicycle, and if you're on a date, bring your tandem bicycle and just go back and forth between the two of them all.
Don't lock your bike outside. Bring it in with you.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's tomorrow on the Live Music Faucet right here on WFMU? The Fleshtones will be here.
Oh, the fabulous
Fleshtones. Yep. Featuring Keith the Animal String, proud papa of Nasha String, his lovely daughter.
Rock's most prominent father.
Yeah, so the Fleshtones will be here tomorrow. I think that's 7 o'clock.
Cool.
In the Live Music Faucet.
Great.
So that's our renouncing, right?
Yeah,
what else can we tell you about Fats Domino other than he has good-tasting jewelry?
And foods. His wife lives in the other house.
Stafford, Virginia. I hate the way these stories are written, but like a scene from an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Guess which one? A frenzied flock of 200 buzzards is terrorizing this North Virginia county, slaughtering ducks and attacking dogs, cats, even horses.
Wow, I think they're still looking for that piece of John Bobbitt.
Nothing like a good duck slaughter. Lynn O'Hare Yates said she watched in horror last month as 10 buzzards formed a circle around a duck on a frozen pond in her backyard and pecked it to death.
Away, y'all.
At least 6 other ducks have been killed at the pond in Stafford County, which is 30 miles south of D.C. Buzzards have also gone after horses, that I'd like to have seen, and dogs, residents say. And cats have come up with puncture marks at the base of their tails. J.J. Barrett said he found a duck carcass picked to the bone. They stripped it from its head to its little webbed feet, he said. The buzzards.
Bill, please.
The buzzards in Stafford County are black vultures, scavengers that usually feed on decaying meat. They are more aggressive than the more common red-headed turkey vulture. Although they have wingspans of 5 feet, they only weigh 5 pounds and aren't strong enough to carry off most prey.
So they got to eat it here.
Bird expert John Critcher, an author and biology professor at Wheaton College in Massachusetts, said he never heard of buzzards being so aggressive around live animals.
But it's definitely the end of the world.
But Bob Thomas knows differently. Quote, "The black vultures will kill. It's not something that amazes me anymore. I would not be comfortable with a 2-year-old child playing around them.
Unless I was mad at the kid.
When they're hungry, meat's meat." Normally, anyway.
And tofu's tofu.
Yes. They've been known to murder tofu also.
Uh-huh.
I like this one. Philadelphia. More police stories.
Police and vulture desk.
I'm glad that Clinton's...
carrying my wayward son.
...way to attack the crime problem instead of, maybe like figuring out what causes people to get into crime and find something else for them to do with their time. Just get 100,000 more cops and 100,000 more prison cells.
Well, it stimulates the donut economy.
Yeah. Police in search of a murder suspect burst into a man's house, handcuffed him, and killed his 2 pet dogs. This was in Philly.
Whoops.
That's the wrong soundbite for this. Let me see. Let me find a better one. Hold it.
Okay. Do you have a buzzard noise in there?
Oh, no, I wish. That's in the wrong one. Police were looking for a man they accused of slaying a department store security clerk. Instead, they handcuffed a state correctional officer, Elmer Miller, hit him with the butt of a shotgun, forced him to lie down on the kitchen floor. They killed his 2 dogs.
Oh, man.
They came in here like the Gestapo, said Miller, age 39, who was on medical leave. I know what a murder arrest warrant constitutes, but they brought in a lot of firepower.
Enough
anyway,
to get two dogs worth.
I was just getting ready to get up, and the doors flew open. They had their guns out. They said, get the dog, and then they shot his Labrador Retriever four times.
Oh, man.
What was the
one
other
of those
dog?
Vicious Labradors, huh? Yeah. One of those pit beagles.
And he was his pet Rottweiler was also shot. Where's the VOD?
I don't know.
I thought I saw something blinking over there. Anyway. I don't know about this police state thing. I think we should just go back to self-policing ourselves.
Well, in my neighborhood, or in our neighborhood, we sort of are.
Well, we have to police ourselves against the police.
The police, yeah. That's kind of problematic.
Stop
or I'll bang.
Mm-hmm. Where's the skull?
I don't know. Maybe he, too, has been questioned.
We have a huge... Oh, you know, India's bandit queen got out of jail. She's cool. You know who I'm talking about?
No. Sounds like an ABBA song.
Poulan Devi, age 37. She was trading her fatigues for a floral print sari. India's bandit queen was freed on parole Saturday after languishing in jail for more than a decade on charges of murdering 18 upper-class landowners. Political parties with an eye on votes of India's lower castes are already wooing her. She was released on a $1,600 personal bond apparently posted by her uncle after the Supreme Court in India ruled Friday that she should be freed on parole.
I guess it took
all
70
charges against her may be dropped. Dressed in a floral print sari, she looked quite different than she did as a young woman riding horseback through Uttar Pradesh state, dressed in khaki fatigues, a red bandana, carrying a double-barrel shotgun. She gained fame as the Bandit Queen after allegedly gunning down 18 high-caste Hindus in a northern state in 1981 to avenge the killing of her lover. Miss Devi, born to a poor low-class caste family whose land was stolen, had denied responsibility for the killings. Blah, blah, blah. It's a great story. And she cuts a striking figure. Anyway.
Sounds like it. Was the horse in jail with her?
She's being accused. She was accused of kidnapping, murder, robbery, extortion, and that was it.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty
it's
good.
Okay with me.
I don't know if that's Roscoe on the wrong line.
You want to take the challenge?
Hold it.
Name
you
that
entertain
tune.
The folks. I'm going to go check this phone thing out, okay? Okay, let's... Wait.
Can I stop? He's stabbing out in anger.
Oh, hold up. Okay, we're going to... I think we should cancel the Vibe Report forever.
Now and forever?
So this makes me look bad. All right. We got like, as if the rest of this mess doesn't make me look bad.
No, you look fine, Jim. It just makes you sound bad.
That's what I meant. Okay. We got a lot of requests to get out of the way for the bomb set. So we got like three requests and three of my choices. See if you can figure out which ones are
which. We'll sort them out. Just write them on 3x5 index cards and just shuffle them back and forth.
Yeah.
Tear them into pieces and mail them to us.
Okay. Now here's something somebody actually wrote in a postcard request for. The original Mars recording of Two-Headed Dog by Rocky Erickson. Here we go. WFMU East Orange.
Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
Oh, American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Howdy, your WFMU East Orange. Today's bomb set, Neil Young with a live version of Cocaine Eyes
from the album Crazy Horse Orbits Campus.
No, it's actually not Crazy Horse. It's Neil Young and the bass player, whatever the name is. You know, it's on the CD bootleg, which I can't reach right now. It's the something Dogs or something like that. Anyway, it's recorded live in Japan. For that, the New York Dolls with the Little Milkman. T-Rex did Jewel, the Trogs by request, Strange Movies, and Rocky Erickson opened it up, Two-Headed Dog.
Nice bomb set.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
The ground on that one.
Oh, re-renouncements. The Fleshtones will not be in the live music closet tomorrow. Thank you, Irene, for telling us that. But there still will be a Soul Club and a Green Door for the Goofy Dance East Village Dance Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you hear about this Dolly Parton dilemma is definitely become a big thing. Country singer Dolly Parton apologized this week for remarks made about Jewish control in Hollywood.
She had a fish fry with Louis Farrakhan?
I know from personal experience how stereotypes can hurt, said Parton in a letter to the Anti-Defamation League. She's a bulldagger, by the way, in case you didn't know. The curvaceous crooner, as it says here, was quoted in Vogue last month as saying she did not pursue a TV series on a gospel singer because, quote, most of the people out here in Hollywood are Jewish and it's frightening for them to promote Christianity.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. They got the nun story made. I mean,
it's true.
Know.
Song of Norway?
There, we can keep going on and on. Last Temptation of Christ.
For
King of Kings.
For Jehovah's sake.
Mm-hmm. Lackawanna, New York, a school board president attacked another school board member last Wednesday night and knocked him on the head with a chair after a budget argument at a school board meeting in Lackawanna, someplace south of Buffalo.
Hmm.
Anyway, the board president, Edward Sabuda, and a board member, Kevin Reed, were arguing about the cost of special education programs. I'm about 2 seconds away from slapping your face, Mr. Sabuda told Mr. Reed. Moments later, Mr. Sabuda jumped up and knocked Mr. Reed out of his chair.
Well, it was kind of a sucker punch because he didn't end up slapping him.
No. Mm-hmm. You see this FMU corporate sponsorship.
Wow. What, the Stone Temple?
Wild Girls. I guess it's something they're going to give away next week. Wild Girls Rockin' Racin' STP stickers. Now, the STP could stand for Stop the Patchouli, but Stone Temple Pilots, what else? Smell the Patchouli.
Uh-huh.
Or you can fill in your own letters and make it spell...
Temper Paranus?
See, what I would do is I would take a pen to this thing and make it spell out stupid.
Well.
Anyway, getting back to the news. Is there any...
You'd spell it with a T, too, wouldn't you?
Stupid. 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 You can buy, now they got a new series of trading cards. 36 perverted priests. You can pick up your favorite trading cards featuring corrupted clergy, demented deacons, maniac messiahs, sinister ministers, heinous horny healers, and lesbian nuns. Yep. The cards come in a box with 100% unnaturally corrupted clergy.
But would those folks in Hollywood make a movie out of them?
I should hope so.
A mini-series? Interactive CD-ROM?
Let's see. Little Richard's in the news again.
Well.
What did he say?
Did he kill again?
He got an award. No money, but an award.
Uh-huh. For what?
Oh, they're talking about this Rhythm and Blues Foundation thing. So they're giving Little Richard some money. They're giving a bunch of these guys a little bit of money, but they're not really giving them the money they actually owe them. They're just giving them, like, a little token of money.
So
they're talking about one rhythm and blues artist who they won't mention is dying of AIDS, and he's been calling around asking for money to help pay for his funeral.
Well, it's not Escarita, because that already happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever happened to Escarita's body?
I don't know.
A pauper's grave
dug up after the 14-year-old kid.
Let's see what else is in here. There's an Ed Wood Jr. movie called Hellborn from 1952 that's been languishing in the vaults for years and years that is about to be released.
Honestly, what didn't happen to Escarita's body? I mean, while he was alive.
I didn't touch it.
I shook his hand.
Yeah. But I sterilized my hand later.
Uh-huh. So couldn't have other hands.
I don't know. Let's just play. You know, I got all these records. I bought a bunch of records through some friend of Billy Miller's, and Billy was kind of acting as the go-between, and I made him play. I we couldn't hook up. I made him play me all these records over the phone. He likes doing that, though. You didn't have to make him.
Yeah, he was at, especially it was a beautiful day. He was really nice about this. And so I bought all these records. We heard one of them before, the Teammates with a Crazy Baby.
Can you hear the disco beat coming through the ceiling?
It's Queen.
It's more Queen.
Anyway, so we got all these records.
They won't rock you?
And I've only heard them through the phone, but let's just play them and see if we really like them or if we're going to try to pass them on to some other sucker.
Now, folks, if you want to play along authentically, if you want to, like, live the hound lifestyle corner, what
listen,
you need to do is have, like, somebody hold the phone up to the radio, and then you go out to, like, the payphone and call up, and you can hear them that way.
So this is how this is the first time I'm hearing these records not on the phone. Now, this first one, this was a good guess. I don't even think I've ever heard this one yet. I just knew it was going to be good because it's Jesse Allen, who's a pretty solid New Orleans rhythm and blues singer. It's on the Vin label, which is a subsidiary of Ace, one of my favorite labels. All right, we're going to hear this one.
Fire away.
Okay.
Thank you. story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
You
A night of talking to your baby. A night of talking to your baby. A night of talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me? She's a cuckamonger. She's a cuckamonger. We can walk and talk and talk and walk, strolling down the avenue. Yes, but what we say and what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckamonger.
Now why don't you walk with me?
Cuckamonger, she's.
Now why don't you talk to me?
Monga, she's a cuckoo.
Why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckamonger.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Howdy, WFMU East Orange. Sam Butara and the Witnesses. The great. Still in the better lounges in Vegas. She's a cuckamonger.
She certainly is.
The original Pyramids ankle bracelet. Let me explain that one to you.
Can you explain that one to me? Because I just didn't understand it. There's like a bracelet, but you wear it on your ankle?
Larry Fisher gave it to me, and he got really mad that I didn't plug that he's got his new store. So he's got a store, Larry Fisher. What's it called? It's called, like, Wild Wants, I think? Or
I forget.
It's on 9th Street between 1st and A.
Yes, on the north side of 9th Street.
Right. And Larry Fisher's there. He's got records and books, and he's got... And best of all, he's got a poster for 5 Minutes to Live, the Johnny Cash movie with Ron Howard and Vic Tayback. So go in there and buy something from Larry, and if you're really down on your luck, you can probably he'll probably pay you to shave his back.
True.
And then the rest of that batch, I had with all new things I had heard over the phone and bought up from some guy I don't even know through Billy Miller. That was the Thunderbirds, Strolling the Thunderbird. We heard the Cecil Young Quartet, Ooh Dig a Cow. Sweetie Jones did Baby Don't Leave, and Jesse Allen opened it up, Goodbye Blues. I didn't bring some of the best ones. I didn't bring Mashin' Grapes.
Well, still some quality entertainment.
Yeah, we got plenty of good stuff coming up.
The days, weeks, months, and years
don't
ahead.
Forget, next week begins the WFMU fundraising marathon.
So save your stamps.
If you don't give us a lot of money,
we won't bother with
I'm
you.
I'm taking the entire rest of the year off. If we get a lot of money, we're going to have a hangover hop. If we do better than we've ever done before in the marathon, we're going to do a hangover hop.
The choice is yours.
This spring. So save your money. Don't send it in beforehand. Wait till the hound show. We have all kinds of cool prizes.
Yeah, and plenty of cool prizes. Really, some that are so cool we can't even talk about them.
And so yeah, in fact, we may take some of them back home with us if we don't get any money. But don't. And if you're going to come down here and volunteer,
bring food and or alcohol.
Bring food. Bring your girlfriend. Leave her with us, and we'll have a good time. We're gonna need people to answer the phones. I don't think we had enough people last year to answer the phones, did we?
Yeah,
one year we were caught short. I don't remember which year it was. Maybe it was last year.
The weeks get kind of blurred on
yeah.
me.
So that's all we got to say, really. I still got a ton. We got tons of records here. We got
a metric
news.
Ton. Yeah.
You got news stories
a whole
down
dumpster
there?
Full.
Or do I have all the news here?
I think you have the whole cornucopia
got the
there.
Whole thing? Okay. Anchorage, Alaska. An Anchorage woman was charged with felony assault Thursday for allegedly biting through the skin of her boyfriend's penis after learning he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Sarah Louise.
While she was biting?
Achayuk, age 36, was accused of wounding a man referred to in court documents only as RDW.
Also known as felony snacking.
She was held on $10,000 bail. Prosecutors said in court papers that Achayuk intended to cause injury by means of dangerous instrument. And if convicted, she could be sentenced up to 10 years in jail.
Holy smokes.
A perfume saleswoman said she was destroyed, ashamed, and humiliated. This is in Toronto. By her firing for allegedly having body odor. Sharon Bagnell wept in court Friday and described her dismissal from Calvin Klein in Canada. Bagnell, age 52, ooh, worked for 18 months as a fragrance demonstrator.
Fragrance demonstrator? I guess she was just demonstrating the wrong one.
Yeah, in a department store.
She was the before picture.
Mm-hmm.
Olfactorily speaking.
Fairmont, West Virginia. A man broke into an empty fire station, stole a fire truck, crashed it through the garage door, led the police in a 30-minute chase, who stopped and arrested at a highway roadblock.
He didn't have to give himself CPR or anything?
No. He had a gun on him, though. I'm just going through these really fast so we can play some records.
So you are.
Bartow, Florida. 4 teenage boys were charged Tuesday with shooting to death an ice cream vendor that they were trying to rob.
I think it's that song.
Neighbors said Ignace K. Aggie Green, known by name to many of the youngsters on the route she had held for 7 years, she would often let the kids pay later if they didn't have money. How much could be in that truck? She was so sweet. Anyway, a bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds killed her and robbed her.
Yeah, not Sugar Jones.
See, the guy's jet ski gave out in Fort Lauderdale, left him in the middle of the ocean, so what?
So what, desk?
It was raining green pea soup in Frisco. What else is new?
Yeah, right after my little brother moved there.
Cincinnati, a woman who drove around in a car crammed with trash and swarming with rats was placed in custody of a relative after the rats sent some school children in with screaming panic.
They deserted the sinking Chevy?
Ah, the family values file.
At last. A little vein of gold.
Yeah.
A little shaft of gold.
Bend, Oregon. Four girls and a boy aged 13 to 14 were stopped without incidents by Oregon State Police after a 250-mile journey in a stolen van with several weapons. They had a .270 caliber rifle, a .410 shotgun, a .25 caliber handgun.
Little guns.
And they were headed to California.
We're going to kill the Grateful Dead.
Little guns for little people. Ancora, Minnesota, a man who killed his estranged wife and sealed her body in a closet wall was sentenced to 26 years and 1 month in prison.
The 1 month was for the particular pattern of wallpaper he chose.
Scott Rung, age 25, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. He received the maximum penalty allowed under the state guidelines when he was sentenced Friday. Dawn Rung was last seen January 4, 1993, when she told a neighbor in the Minneapolis suburb of Coon Rapids that she planned to divorce her husband and seek custody of their three children.
Honey, can you get my bowling ball? I think it's in the closet.
Rung admitted that he killed his wife by hitting her in the head with a board as she slept on the couch, and he put the body in a garbage container on the back porch for a week, cut a hole in the bedroom closet wall, put the container inside, and covered the hole with plasterboard. I'm meaning to talk to you about that. Missoula, Montana, a 15-year-old cheerleader and honor student, shot her father to death, and her mother and brother burned the body before chopping it into pieces.
Hooray!
Sarah Butler was arrested Monday at school and charged with murder. Donna Butler, 36, and Tim Jr., age 14, were arrested and charged with accountability for murder and obstruction of justice.
They held her pom-pom.
They all decided they were better off without this guy. Butler's wife and son allegedly put the body in a bonfire, chopped up the partially burned corpse, put it into a wood stove, then disposed of the ashes in an outhouse.
Holy smokes. Well, it beats, you know, setting him out on the porch.
The best thing was little Sarah borrowed the rifle that she killed her father with from a neighbor.
Well, that's the way things get down in Montana.
Make a loud noise.
A Caltech computer expert struck his wife with an axe before burning himself to death in a blaze that destroyed his home.
Sounds like you kind of got things backwards.
Yeah. Okay. Enough family fun.
We've given you all, I think, a full weekend's worth of inspiration.
I truly believe
times.
All people should live alone and by themselves. Even youngsters.
I don't have my barge pole on me, otherwise I'd touch that.
Anyway, what do we got queued up here?
I give up.
The Screamers, by request. I dig. Nice cue.
Can I hear the Screamers?
2, 3, hit it.
Rah!
There it is.
I like the way you're holding, I like the way you're squeezing me tight. I like the way you're dancing when we're rocking at the house of blue lights. Now listen to me, baby. Uh-oh! You know you're all right. I like the way you rock me too. I like the way you dig me and I'm never gonna make you do. Now don't you ever doubt me. Uh-oh, you know I'll be. Well, all the fellas tell me and I have to agree. You're the finest thing that ever happened to me. I'm gonna tell you, baby, like a understand. From now on, I'll be your loving man.
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Till the morning.
Stop, man, it kinda makes me go.
Heartwarming story of the kids who turned the big town into a rhythmic uproar.
I must have been a bad boy. Oh, if I'd been a good boy, I never would have fallen for your low down way. But now you're poisoning me for the rest of the day. Oh, you a rattlesnake. You told me that your love was forever true. You said you'd never run away and leave your place. But now you started fooling around. You're worse than a rattlesnake caught on the ground. Rattle, 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 rattle,
they're most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Drill, 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 daddy. He's drilling till the oil has fallen away. My daddy is an oil man. He drills.
your stuff in your automobile. Set up your drill in the middle of my field. And drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Well, drill in the sun, drill in the rain. If your drill gets rusty, grease it up again. And drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Well, drill down low, drill up high. Keep drilling, daddy, till the well runs dry. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil. My land, if you'll hold your drill firmly in your hand and drill, 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 daddy, drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Keep on drilling and don't you stop. Bring my oil from the bottom to the top and drill, 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 daddy. Get a stick, I'll get a pole. When one well goes dry, we'll use another hole. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, drill,
on something big, Joey. Not just a new dance, but a new sound, a new beat. I tell you, when it hits, we'll have it made.
Okay. So you tell them we're gonna quit school for the twist.
Say, man, let's do the wombat twist.
In Greenwich Village, I spy this twisting chick. My way out mind started to tick. I knew my mind would be like lead if this chick would twist up to my pad. I said, say, Dad, dig over there. That twisting chick with the sweet like hair. He said, I flew you in on that. She lives in the village. She's twisting wombat.
Wombat, wombat, twisting wombat.
I directed my earth pads across the street. My mind was like bongos with a twisting beat. Along came a bus and it ran me flat. So I never got to meet that chick wombat. Now I'm in Beatnik Happy Hunting Ground, where the twisting chicks are all around. When I got hit, wombat ran to see. The bus backed up, now she's here with me.
Wombat, wombat. Wombat, wombat. Twisting wombat.
Other way, well, pop up here and twist with us. Just step in front of the next big bus.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU, Glenn and Christy, the Wombat Twist. Before that, we heard Dorothy Ellis on the federal label Drill, Daddy Drill. Rusty and Doug Kershaw, Rattlesnake. Before that, the Eternals, Rockin' in the Jungle. And the Screamers, I Dig. I got some Eternals news here. Hold on.
Ooh. Late-breaking Eternals update?
Long time since we heard from the Eternals, whose big hit around here was Babalu's Wedding Day, right? Remember that one, Bruce?
Yeah, how could I forget?
The first time you heard that.
Yeah, it's just like when Kennedy was assassinated. I'll never forget.
It turns out the Originals, who are all from New York City, they have a gig this week. In fact, a couple of them are cops now. Oh, forget it. We don't like them anymore. No, it's actually only one original.
Their name, though.
It's only one original name. Herman Velez, who was one of the original members, is got a reform group with a couple of cops. Anyway, they're playing. It was last night. Oh, never mind. But they are playing.
That's sort of a reverse update for you, folks.
Okay, but they are playing March 19th at the Westbury Music Fair. The Eternals. They did Rockin' in the Jungle.
Where you can watch them slowly revolve.
Anyhow. Don't forget, next week, the WFMU Marathon, if you want to plan your vacation around it.
I did. Look where it got me. No vacation.
No vacation for Bruce. I don't think I'm getting one either. I don't know what's happening. Where's that horrible noise? Oh, you're playing. Hey, Bruce has a guitar. Come on, sing for us. Come on. Don't be shy. What do you got there? You got Chris's Fernandez telly.
Yeah, and it's not plugged in, so I don't have to hear myself.
Oh. I'm an amp in the house. You can plug right into the board here. Here, wait. Oh, never mind. I think this sticker does
Robert
say...
Robert Fripp.
Come on, what do you think the STP in the sticker stands for?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
Anyway, I told you what I think.
Yeah, I know.
Just play more records. We got a half an hour left. Let's rock through. Let's rock. Okay, I'm going to play this one. Hey, don't forget... Anybody who ever won tickets or anything like that, you better give us some money next week, because one by one I will track you down.
You don't have to have a job, you know?
You don't have to have a job to give money.
You don't even have to particularly like the show. I mean, we're just really interested in getting,
your money. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what? A good friend of ours is moving out of the area, Margie, who sends tapes of the show all over the country, and now I got all these people calling me wondering where they can get tapes of the show. Don't ask me.
Yeah, bad chance.
Okay. Here we go. Andre Williams, by request. The Great. Putting a chain on it.
This, that, and such. You know I wanna tell you, baby. You know that you talk too much. You'd better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. And you told Miss Mary too that I wasn't true to you. Now what in the world are you gonna do? You better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself.
You'd better put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Hey, man.
Dip, 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 dip.
Here she comes.
Dip, 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 dip.
She's rocking, Mom.
Hello, baby.
Down the street. Hear them high heels hitting the sidewalk. Bobbing that chewing gum.
Mama tittle the music gets cold. Well, somebody grew when they started to fall. Sweet rockin' mama didn't get her cold. Here the old guitar went to Memphis beat. All of a sudden her love walking down the street. Now she rocks, rocks, rock and roll. Sweet rockin' mama tittle the music gets cold.
Tittle,
the music is cold.
Yeah, there she go.
Dip, dip, dip.
Sweet rockin' mama.
Dip, 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 dip.
Hey, mama.
Hello, baby.
I'm rockin' with you.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Bye.
and you squeeze it, and then my knees get weak, my head's in a spin. I look at you, you look at me. Barbary, it from my head to my feet. Yeah. Head to my feet. You look so tame, yet you set my heart aflame. Every time I kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane. You got a way of moving around that make my temperature go up and down. I look at you, you look at me. Bible read from my head to my feet. Every time I'm with you, Lord, I feel so fine. Get a funny feeling running up my spine. When we go out talking and it gets kind of late, I kiss you and I vibe, vibe, vibe. Head in the spin. I look at you, you look at me. Vibrate from my head to my feet. I vibrate.
You just don't understand us teenagers.
I'm getting drunk. I'm getting high. And here's the reason why. My baby, ooh, she left me. She didn't even say goodbye. Yeah, she's been gone ever since the week before last. Got so high from this same glass. I'm getting drunk, ooh, because baby's gone away. Yeah, she's been gone so, oh, so long. And I'm not gonna have no fear. I'm gonna drink 7 gallons of whiskey and about 6 or 7 cases of beer. Yes, I'm getting drunk. Ooh, I don't know why. My baby's gone. I'm about to cry. I'm getting drunk. Because baby's gone away. Heel and heel, 6 fifths of gin. Ooh, 2. Watch the beer start over again. I'm gonna drink. Ooh, I'm gonna drink something. I'm telling you. Yes, I'm getting drunk. Don't know why. My baby's gone. I'm about to cry. I'm getting drunk. Ooh, because baby's gone away. Let's get drunk a little bit, all right? Hand me my glass. I'm getting drunk. Because baby's gone away.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I just thought I'd break in here and tell you what a pterodactyl was. You know, I forgot to announce something. I keep telling my friend Dennis Kelly I was going to announce his band is at the Court Tavern. Boss Fuel at the Court Tavern tonight.
With, the Mad Daddies.
Yes.
It's a fine place to see a band. Two fine groups.
And Michelle Peitsch called in.
Two bars, no waiting.
Her guess for the STP stands for Stop Teasing Pollocks. I think it means Stop the Peitsches.
It's not possible.
At least on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's get back into it with Gene Chris. Hip Cat Baby. No, that one. This one.
Okay.
Gene Chris. There we go.
She's my hippocat baby, we'll ride to Georgia. She's my hippocat baby, we'll ride to Georgia.
when she squeezed me and kissed me all right. All the people gather round her just to see her stroll the floor. Oh yeah. All the people gather round her just to see her stroll the floor. Oh. Yelling to the band unless I hear that rhythm once more. Yeah. She'll come right back again. Yeah. She's my hippocat, baby, we'll rock the joint tonight. She's my hippocat, baby, we'll rock the joint tonight. Better when she squeezes me and gives me an awful fright. All the people gather round her just to see her stroll the floor. Oh yeah. All the people gather round her just to see her stroll the floor. Oh. Yelling to the band unless I hear that rhythm once more.
Pep cats and hot rodders, they're all alive to the jive.
Took her into town for a little dance.
can't stand still. Yeah, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your boots. Ah, rock, let's go. Hey. Well, we danced right there, three or four. Everybody else is gone out the door. Still she hollers more, more. I just ain't got them blues no more. So let's rock.
Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
You're the cutest little filly that I've ever seen. You look like a queen that's in my dream. A girl like you, I'd love to trust. But if I'd kiss you, I'm all messed up, messed up. Got me a wife, messed up. Messed up. You're so nice. Messed up, baby, for the rest of my life. I went to the tracks with a whole lot of loot. Bet on a mag that I knew would come through. Been waiting 1 week to collect my bet. But that old nag ain't coming yet. Messed up. Lost my bread. Messed up. Nag fell dead. Messed up. Money's gone. Messed up, cause I need car home. Messed up, messed up, baby, messed up. Don't mean maybe messed up. You're so fine. Messed up, cause I'm losing my mind. I'm all messed up, messed up. What must I do? Messed up. Mistreated you, messed up. Feeling bad. Worst old feeling I ever had. Messed up.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
Harold Barrage there on the Cobra label, Messed Up. Pretty solid recording artist he was there.
And a story we can all relate to.
Yeah. Billy Adams did Rock Pretty Mama. Jimmy Wilson did Big Wheel Rollin', which if you notice was almost the same song as Messed Up. That was on the Gold Band label. They must be sharing masters or something. Gene Chris,
so to speak.
Hep Cat Baby. Then, of course, we broke in and told you to go see Boss Fuel at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. Before that, I didn't announce this. Guitar Johnny Guitar Watson, Getting Drunk. Conway Twitty, I Vibrate, as he pronounces it. The Five Discs did My Chinese Girl.
As only they can.
The High Tombs, Weeping Willow Rock, and Andre Williams and Gino Parks opened it up, Put a Chain on it, the Great Fortune label. If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I will be back next week for the beginning for the WFMU fundraising marathon. I'll be here Tuesday night with the great Gaylord to kick off my own marathon festivities. But remember, next Saturday, you better give us all your money or you're all in big trouble. WFMU East Orange, Wild Girl is up next.
See you next week.
engine.